Book 16. The Recognition by Telemachus. Now, at the lodge, Odysseus and the noble swineherd prepared their breakfast in the early dawn, before the lighted fire, having already sent the herdsmen with the droves of swine forth to the fields. As Telemachus drew near, the dogs that loved to bark began to wag their tails, but did not bark. Royal Odysseus noticed the dogs wagging their tails, and the sound of footsteps reached him, and straightway to Eumaeus he spoke these winged words. "Eumaeus, certainly a friend is coming, at least a man you know, for the dogs do not bark, but wag their tails, and I hear the tramp of feet." The words were hardly uttered when his son stood in the doorway. In surprise, up sprang the swineherd, and from his hands the vessels fell with which he had been busied, mixing sparkling wine. He went to meet his master and kissed his face, each of his beautiful eyes and both his hands, letting the big tears fall. And as a loving father greets the son who comes from foreign lands 10 years away, his only child, now grown a man, for whom he long has sorrowed, even so the noble swineherd took princely Telemachus in his arms and kissed him over and over as one escaped from death, and sobbing said to him in winged words, "So here you are, Telemachus, dearer than light to me. I said I should not see you any more after you went away by ship to Pylos. Come in then, child, and let me cheer my heart with looking at you just come from far away. You do not often visit the farm and herdsmen. You tarry in the town, for nowadays you need to watch the wasteful throng of suitors." Then answered him discreet Telemachus, "So be it, father. 'Tis for your sake I am here, to see you with my eyes and hear you tell if my mother still is staying at the hall, or if at last some stranger won her, and so Odysseus' bed, empty of occupants, stands covered with foul cobwebs." Then answered him the swineherd, the overseer, "Indeed, she stays with patient heart within your hall, and wearily the nights and days are wasted with her tears." So saying, Eumaeus took Telemachus' brazen spear, and Telemachus went in and over the stone threshold. As he drew near, his father, Odysseus, yielded him his seat, but Telemachus, on his part, checked him, saying, "Be seated, stranger. Elsewhere we shall find a seat at this our farm. Here is a man who'll give me one.